Hello, I am Aleph Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah, what do you want? Get to the point.
All right. Now, in which state do you currently live?
Fresno.
Fresno, California. And which county in California do you currently live? Fresno, right?
I have no idea.
And all of the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all of most calls on a regular home phone, some on cell phone, and some on regular home phone? Or all,
I get
almost
all
calls on cell phone.
So what do you want? What for?
Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No, not yet.
Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
I forgot. So what do you want? Tell me the truth. What do you want?
What do I want?
Yeah. I don't know.
We are calling from a national public opinion firm. We are talking with people in California today and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. Now, which of the following age groups do you belong? 18 to 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to
35 44. 35 and 45. And 35
what? Okay. Thank you so much. Now, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white?
I'm a Mexicano.
Okay. Hispanic or Latino is what you mean?
I mean Mexican.
Triple. Okay, and what is the last grade you completed in school?
Seventh grade.
Now, getting started first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
He's doing great.
So do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I said he's doing great. You should know.
So the options are strongly approve or somewhat approve. Which one will you select?
I say strongly great.
Strongly approve. Thank you. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
He's great too.
So do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
He's great. Strongly great.
Thank you. And if the election for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
I don't know yet. I haven't got the paperwork.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics for each. Please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. First one is Esmeralda Soria. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about her?
I have no idea who he is.
Okay. About Donald Trump?
I know he is.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person?
I got to do it when I vote. I can't do it now. Don't mean nothing now.
So is that a favorable or unfavorable impression?
I'm on the fence.
On what?
Probably not.
So, unfavorable?
Yes.
About Joanna Garcia Rose, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about her?
I never heard of him or her, whatever it is. No idea.
About Kamala Harris.
Who's that?
the vice president?
Of what?
Kamala Harris?
Yeah. Was she a president of? I don't think I've heard of her. I'm not into politics at all.
So you have never heard of Kamala Harris, the vice president?
Not really. Like I say, I don't keep track of presidents or vice presidents. The only reason to go with Donald Trump is because of the show.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state
assembly? I don't make enough money. To survive in California.
Which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of living, health care, jobs and economy, education, climate change, taxes, border security, homelessness, or abortion?
All of them.
But if you have to decide, which one will you select most?
Not the money one. Not enough to survive in California.
Inflation and the cost of living?
Yes, that's the one.
Thank you. Now, thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you're not at all money. You're not at all interested. In 10 means you're extremely interested. How interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Zero.
Thank you. Next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
That I don't know until I see that. Whatever it's called, to the voting tape.
And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda. Go ahead.
Who?
Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't know who they are.
All right. Now, the question says, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, State Assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, mother?
Oh, well, as long as they're not a Mexican, I'll vote for whoever age. That's the way I look at it.
The options are Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, and Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican. For whom would you vote?
Are they both Mexicans?
I'm sorry?
Are they Mexicanos or Spanish or what are they?
I'm reading this verbatim. More information is in written here, so I couldn't tell.
Okay. Well, right now, not open.
I beg your pardon?
None of them.
None of them? Okay.
Nope.
And if you have to lean someone, for someone, we said Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican?
I'm going to go independent, whoever that is.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, will you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
It's off, because I got no money.
Thank you. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stayed the same?
It increased.
Thank you. On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
I don't think so. Okay. No.
Although you have never voted for a Republican candidate before, will you consider voting for a Republican this year?
No. Who's a Republican running this?
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign after I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her. First one says, Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
I said unlikely.
Much or somewhat?
Not at all.
I beg your pardon?
What?
The options are much or somewhat. Which one will you say?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Next one says, to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Most likely.
More likely?
Yes.
Much more or somewhat?
Yes. I said much more.
Okay, thank you. Next one says, Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
If they put him in jail, more likely.
Okay. Much more or somewhat?
A lot more.
Thank you. Next one. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Would that make you much more or less likely to vote for it?
Well, that means we would have nobody running the country because they're all crooked.
So would that be much more likely to vote for her?
Well, I don't know what to say. Because if you go after them, we won't have no government because they're all crooked. So what do you do now?
Mm. So will you go with the option to much more likely to vote for her?
No.
Or somewhat?
Let's put somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. And last one says, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
I don't vote for either one because they're all crooked. Simple as that. It's hard to find anybody that's not crooked.
So would that be much more, somewhat less, or much less
somewhat,
likely to
vote? Somewhat less. Somewhat
Thank
less.
Thank you very much. Now, you have heard some more information. If the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican auditor mother?
I have no idea who they are. I haven't got my little book that tells you who they are.
Okay. Next, I would like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. First one says, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
It's less likely.
Much or somewhat?
Not at all.
So would that be much less likely or somewhat?
Much
likely to vote for it.
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for it?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
I said less likely.
Okay. Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Thank you. Next one. Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for her?
Less likely.
Much or somewhat?
Less.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Thank you. We're almost done here. Thank you for your time, for your patience. Next one says, Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaign. This money could go toward negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for her?
Less likely. They all do it. So, you know, when I look at it.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Thank you. Next one. Politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending for taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much, much less.
Thank you. And last one says, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of health care that will raise taxes in Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Thank you. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican auditor mother?
The mother, I guess.
Thank you. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only, and we're over. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Independent.
Independent? Okay.
Yes.
And if you had leaned to someone, will you lean towards Democrat or Republicans?
To none of them. Got to look at what the papers when they come out.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
To give people more freedom. So I'd be more liberal.
Liberal, okay. Very or somewhat liberal?
A lot liberal.
I'm sorry?
A lot liberal. Liberal? How do you say liberal?
Very?
Yeah, whatever.
So very liberal?
Very. Very liberal.
Thank you. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
It's not, I don't have babies. That's up to a woman. Simple as that. Not up to me.
Okay. Now, some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most of the other issues. Will you or will you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position or abortion, on abortion.
That's a woman's right. They can do what they want. That's what I look at. It's not me to say what a woman to do. Simple as that.
Okay. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom will you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
None of them yet. I don't have, I haven't got the paperwork yet, and I haven't seen all their campaigns.
I'm talking about election in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. For whom did you vote?
Oh, I voted. Actually, I voted for Trump, but that was only
Trump?
For one reason.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay. Goodbye.
Thank you for your time. Have a good day. Bye.